Did you know in the United States, children were once hunted by a clown no one could ever catch? In the 1980s, sightings of the phantom clown spread like wildfire. A massive wave of fear swept across cities as kids reported the same thing. A clown with a pale face, jagged teeth, and gloves too large for his hands. He would appear near schools, lure children with candy, then vanish. In 1981, in a small Massachusetts town, 10-year-old Ben was walking home when he heard a laugh behind him. Turning, he saw the clown. Red wig, yellow suit, white van idling by the curb. Ben froze. The clown grinned, beckoned, then opened the van door. Ben ran. Police searched but found nothing. No clown, no van, no tire tracks. Days later, Ben's little sister said she saw the same clown standing across the street at night, staring at their house. Each time the parents checked, no one was there. One night, Ben screamed in his sleep. When his parents rushed in, he pointed to the window. A red balloon floated outside, tied to the handle. Then Ben vanished. His room was untouched. No signs of struggle. Only the balloon remained, deflated and stained. The case remains unsolved. Reports of the phantom clown faded until last year, when a girl in another town said a clown in a van followed her from school. His gloves were too big.